you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton and who?
Big J.
Big J Oakerson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here in the studios, we got a great episode this week because we have the original teenage dirtbag. Jay calls him Brandon, but it's Brendan from Wheatus.
I think it's just my Philly accent.
Yeah, but he was a super cool dude, performs the song live as well. Really cool episode.
And before we go into the show, let's take a moment to talk about our new sponsor, Promescent. They hooked everyone up at Gas Digital with their Climax Control Spray. Basically, the perfect gift for any man that wants to last longer in bed. If you're someone like me that shoots his loads a little too early and you want to seem like a He-Man master of the universe, this is the technology for you. They use a patented technology called Target Zone Technology. The basic truth is that it takes the average man about 5 minutes to climax, or in my case, a little bit less than that, and the average woman about 18 minutes. So if you just want to last longer and feel more manly, probably the best way to describe it. It's also the number one sexual enhancement product on Amazon and the only delay spray in North America with clinical studies to back up its effectiveness. And get this, shipping is free and a 60-day money-back guarantee, which is fucking amazing. So there's no reason not to try it. No prescription needed, no doctor visit at all. Just go to DelaySpray, DelaySpray.com, DelaySpray.com. And if you use promo code SDR, that's promo code SDR, you get 15% off to last longer and have better sex. And who the fuck doesn't want that?
All right, well, here it is right now, the weedest episode of the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoes. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's fart, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Nope.
Yes.
Ralph, I realize the hoodwinking we do on people in that intro with showing us circumstantially on very large stages in front of thousands
yes,
of people.
That's called shucking and jiving.
Very circumstantial
all
situations.
From the, by the way, also all from the same week.
Ralph, you should make that video and with no music and have the crowd going, Ralph, Ralph, Ralph.
I actually have that somewhere because on The Simpsons once, they were all cheering Ralph from The Simpsons, and I made it like they were cheering for me.
You know David Bryan from Bon Jovi, his daughter is a comedian, and so he's come out to shows before, and he told me the whole story that their first, the way they did those videos, like the concert videos, where it's them like killing it in front of a sold-out crowd, it's when they were opening, they did two shows opening for Pink Floyd.
Oh.
And they say if you really look in the audience, you can see it's a pink, like everyone's wearing Pink Floyd shirts and
everyone's sitting down.
But they filmed it like it was, they filmed like it was them.
That's really funny. You know, I think I'm sure I told you this. When my old radio show first started, the tour bus, I couldn't get any big bands to do the show. So I found interviews on CD of like Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue. And I just clipped out the answers and then I asked the questions on the air.
I think that's illegal. Should be. You should
probably
be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. Well, hey, we had great guests that first year of the tour bus.
No, you should be ashamed of yourself. That's insane that you did that.
I did it.
Not for joke's sake.
Straight interview? Straight interview. Just like, so back when the radio show first started, it's like I was 28 or 29, and we were in shitty station in South Jersey. Couldn't get any guests. So I just did that.
Come on.
What's wrong with South Jersey, man?
We just couldn't get guests to come out to
There's
fucking
nothing
Jersey.
Nothing wrong with South Jersey, dude. Blackwood?
Blackwood?
Triton High School?
But boy, it was good. If you look at the lineup of the first year of my old radio show, it was quite impressive. Van Halen, Bon Jovi, Guns
N' Roses. No, it's not impressive, Ralph. You did it to a CD of somebody else talking to
them. But what I did that was extremely illegal.
I'll be honest with you, dude. Don't say that story ever again out loud.
No, this is really, really illegal. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get free tickets to give away to shows.
So you'd kill a guy and take his place?
No, we would announce we're giving away tickets and then just make all the phones busy and make up a winner, which is completely illegal.
I'm kind of proud of you, actually.
Yeah,
I'm not
it made
judging.
It sound like we were much bigger than we were.
Yeah, you got to fake it that way sometimes.
Oh, man, the chopped up interview? Come on, man. Can you introduce our guest, please, so
sure.
I can agree with...
First of all, I hope you don't
I can
really...
get him to see the insanity of what you just said.
I hope that he doesn't really go by this. I heard that you go by B3, and I hope that's not
no.
true.
No.
Okay,
the hell
good.
Because
it's Brendan B. Brown.
Right.
B-B-B.
Yeah, I got it. Who told you that?
I saw it online several
times. I don't
times.
Think I've even ever heard somebody say that, B3.
I saw it on several interviews.
You should have sued...
You should have
sued...
No, I didn't see you say
okay.
it. You should have sued... The ball father from the NBA, big baller brand.
Oh, B-B-B. I remember that. Yeah, they bring.
Sorry, I'm still hung up on ball father.
Ball. Oh yeah, the ball father of the ball. Do you watch basketball at all?
No, man.
Oh, it's basketball
no,
stuff.
No, baseball.
You're a baseball guy?
Well, I watch it sometimes. I watch The Natural once a year.
The movie. That's yeah. it. That's your baseball.
Sure.
I watch Field of Dreams.
No,
all,
not that one.
All
not
the baseball
that one.
Games. Field of Dreams.
No, I don't like that one.
Major League. I watch all the baseball
games. Major League's great.
Really quickly at the top of the show, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We haven't done it in a while, but we got to pick a review and give away a t-shirt. It's been a while. Maybe we'll do it next week. Because just so everyone knows, the next 3 Wednesdays in a row, for sure, we're going to be in studio. And we still do shows on Saturdays. Of course.
Look at your skinny stance, Ralph.
Look at me. Look how thin I look.
You really do.
Look at that.
Slimming. Look really thin.
I've lost over 50 pounds now.
Wow.
It's pretty the second time you've been body shamed since I've been
Yeah, I mean, people just shit on me. Jay shits on me.
Body shamed? He looks fantastic.
Oh, you're implying that I used to be fat.
Yeah, that's what I'm
No. You're aging horribly. You look fantastic.
Yeah, I also very shiny here. I can't help
There's
that.
There's Ralph's Lolita right there.
That's not. That's weird.
Lolita.
Don't say
nope.
That's very strange.
Nope.
Uncle Ralph. Can I take a shower with you so we don't waste water?
Uncle Ralphie, why does your penis look so strange?
Uncle Ralph, it looks like
can
it
you
tastes weird.
I actually
weird.
Have an Uncle Ralph. Can you stop?
So does she. This
yeah,
one.
This
and
one
he's
right
a
in.
Fucking pedophile piece of
oh,
shit.
Oh, you said it. Matt Gaetz is my hero. So now.
I hope your Uncle Ralph was better than this.
It is.
this is about music, isn't it?
No, we'll get there eventually. So, by the way, Jay,
in fairness, you said you didn't want to hear Ralph's stupid music questions. So just wing it.
I walked into it.
This is how we wing it.
He's currently on tour with a very good friend of the show, Corey Glover, Living Color. It's Living
Hell
Color,
yeah.
Hoobastank, Everclear, and Wheatus.
Yeah.
All on tour right now. So, let's just to start off, how is that summer tour going?
This is the best American tour we've ever been on.
It's got to
be. By orders of magnitude past what I can put into words.
That's great to hear. Did you know, did you know Corey Glover beforehand, or did you
nope.
know, did you become friends with these
poster
guys?
Poster on my wall. That's it.
Friends with them now?
Arguably, yes.
Okay, fair enough. And we just had Hoobastank on. Jay wasn't on for that episode, but I saw you on your Instagram dancing
it
like
was
an
for
idiot.
Political reasons.
Yeah, dancing like an idiot to The Reason. I saw you doing that. So did you become friends with them
I
as well?
I did do that. Fond of those boys as well.
Yeah, they're very cool guys, although I was, as we said off air, very upset that the guitarist never heard the Rainbow Connection.
Right. I just want to be the first person who says they don't like Hoobastank for political reasons. I don't know.
What?
No, their music's good. They're a talented band,
their
but
stance?
Their political stances.
No, their Belarusian stance. You're very
yeah, I don't know. I just don't get into that stuff. I have different opinions. That's fine.
You guys are talking about System of a Down.
Let me ask you this.
Dude, System of a Down, the first time I saw live, and I do love their music. But by the fifth minute of they're starting tiny wars around the country. I'm like, please, God, just sing the song, please.
I can't think
I was in.
It was System of a Down. I want to say it was. Remember when there was a riot at a System of a Down concert in California? It was I don't know.
It was for the taping of the video, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
but it was, and I was stuck in LA at that time. We were stuck in our hotel, me and Dawn, my ex-girlfriend that you know.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't leave the hotel for 5 hours because there was
the Armenian riot.
Because the Armenian riots,
oh
yeah. Blame your girlfriend.
I said, go outside with a machete and just everyone that has one eyebrow,
just
take off their fucking head, dude. Like
just
walkers,
go for
like they're walkers.
So, let me ask you this, Brendan.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm curious if this, if you find out these things when they happen. So, I am a big American Dad fan, and just by coincidence, 2 weeks ago. You not believe that I'm an American Dad fan?
I'm making noises to Shannon about other shit.
Okay. I wonder if I can punch you across the table.
Wow.
I'm thin and strong now.
I'll watch you guys fight. That's fine.
You got a shout out on American Dad. They went back in time.
I didn't know that. Are you
really?
Sure?
It just happened. Did you really not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
This
is news to me right now.
So they go back to the year 2002 or something for some reason, and they ask the main guy, Stan, what's your favorite band? And he goes, a tie between Evanescence and Wheatus.
Oh my God!
How did that not come to you?
That's a broad scope for back.
Yeah, I know.
Actually.
It's funny, and
it's pretty psychedelic.
I can't believe you didn't hear that.
I didn't hear it because I was on a tour bus.
But still, like, I know, like, the story, which we'll jump ahead with, is that you found out that One Direction covered your song because you got a shit ton of tweets one day.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so
true.
I thought people would tag you. Holy shit. Maybe American Dad is
not the nobody tagged us for American Dad.
That's fucking weird.
Are you sure it was us? 100%. I would love for it to not be us and you're wrong.
No, it's 100% because I told you afterwards.
Bring it up.
I don't know how you're going to find that. I don't know. I looked for it today, but I'll find it and I'll send it
Hulu?
To you. The thing was this, is that I thought for sure you'd know, so I didn't pull a clip for it.
I stepped in a gigantic pile of dog shit on the way here on 6th Street. Can you guys smell it?
No.
Are you saying that you think American Dad is shit? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not. I just told you what happened to me. I fell down the fucking stairs on the way in here, too. It was pretty great. You missed that. I thought you were going to work that in.
I didn't miss that at all.
By the way, I came in immediately and said, Shannon, this was almost a very different episode because Brendan Wiedis almost killed himself.
Me and Paul were literally biting our tongues. My cheeks were purple.
I knew that you were.
I was so I knew happy that you were. And trying to act cool.
So
man.
You guys would have seen what it's like to be in Wiedis if my band were there when that happened, man. That would have been, you know, you guys couldn't have thought of anything as nasty as what they would have said.
It's fucking great. It's funny.
Hard.
Yeah.
Let me ask you that, by the way. Your brother used to be in the band.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. Is he just because he didn't want to be in the band?
He wanted kids and he wanted New Jersey, so he's got those.
Okay, and it's a whole new lineup. You're the only original member.
Correct.
Right? That's pretty wild. But this part is crazy. We'll get into some music stuff, Jay. Okay, you don't mind? Is that allowed?
Well, as long as we find out what made him get into music.
So
that question sucks. But I'll answer it.
Apparently.
Well, like a pro.
And I don't know the exact details, but somehow you had an issue with Sony. You had an album called Suck Phony. So
okay,
obviously,
hold on. That title didn't come because we were mad at Sony. That title came because a gigantic Finnish guy hit me in the chest with a rock from like 60 feet away and then charged the stage when I challenged him to a fight in front of the crowd. This was in Finland at a metal festival that we should never have headlined. But we picked up the date. We were supposed to do it with Stone Temple Pilots and Green Day.
Cool.
Who we had played with the previous summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they bailed at the last second. And that promoter asked us if we wanted to take the gig as a headliner because since then, it was booked. Dirtbag had blown up in Finland. So it was in the Arctic Circle where the sun never sets in the summertime. And it was like Vikings, like a metal festival packed with only Vikings. And they put us in the headliner slot. It was a black metal festival.
That's funny. I think it's very funny.
We thought it was like...
You guys should have burned the church down your way.
I know, right?
Go mayhem.
I wish they knew where I came from. It would have been much better. But the fact is that we didn't fit, and we thought like, oh, it's European, maybe it's eclectic, you know, like whatever. Mm-hmm. So we got on stage and they hated us, which they should have hated us. I knew that they should have hated us. I was glad they hated us because it would have been weird if they didn't hate us. But this one dude hurled like almost like half a Belgian block sized rock from way back, and it beamed me right in the chest while I was singing. And I got pissed, and I, like a green first year on the road musician, I said, if that guy can make it to the stage, I'll fight him.
He said that on the mic.
Yeah.
Really? That guy's got Randy Johnson like accuracy with a fucking
with
rock.
With a rock.
Yeah. He missed my chin by a few inches, but he was 7 feet tall.
He came to stage.
He got there. He had blonde hair down to his ass, and he had 6 security guards on him. And he was wider than I am tall.
Okay.
Right. So he was just ready to tear me apart. And they got him.
You challenged him to a fight, how you get.
Yep. That's what happens. And I've been beat up by guys that big before. So I thought, well, this will make the news. I'll have no teeth.
You told the security guard to let this guy up?
No. They weren't going to listen to me no matter what.
Great.
I had no choice in them. Actually, they're probably pissed off at me for doing it because it's a fucking stupid thing to do. But, he was shouting the words, suck, phony. You suck, phony.
Oh, right. I thought that was a
That's
play.
Where that came from. And then that night in the backstage, we were like, holy fuck, we're doing a live record and we're calling it Suck Phony.
Hilarious. I thought that was from your hatred of Sony because they lost your masters.
Well, we didn't know that they lost them in 2005 when we put out the Suck Phony record, which was just a rebrand of our second record that Sony
Good notes,
put.
Ralph.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the truth.
There's only so much I can do, Jay. How are your notes, you piece of shit?
What?
You know what
I'm
I mean?
Not the notes guy.
So, to get back to that, then, I'm sorry I was wrong about that, but they lost your masters.
So, here's what happened. Like, all through the years, we were never wound up in Rock Band or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Multi-tracks. And it seemed to me to be the case that all the licensing that came through that required a vocal or just the instrumental track or can we just have the guitar, none of it made it to film or whatever, TV. It all got stopped. So I was kind of suspicious that the, you know, five sets of master multi-track tapes that I sent them never were housed, were never filed or backed up or whatever the library does there. So we kind of got suspicious early on, and then it was like, let's just make them again because maybe we'll be able to pick up where we left off and just do it ourselves. And it took a long time. It was really hard, but we did it.
Well, it's amazing. I'll give you credit. Like, it was 20 years later, basically, you re-recorded that album, and I listened to both back-to-back, and you really can't tell a fucking difference.
When we put it out on YouTube, we got the first takedown notice from Sony Music. We had had publishing notices before, but we never had a master's takedown notice. And so we had to call our attorney and get him to communicate with them and be like, this is the real, this is different. This is not the same thing. And because they didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to actually prove
it. It's amazing. But the questions are this, is that A, once you redo it, they're your masters now, so you can now do what you want.
Correct.
With them, right?
We can use them for whatever we want.
That's pretty wild.
That's great.
And B, I did notice it's longer. Did you add to it?
We wanted it to be different in some meaningful way. So it's a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's interesting, this is just kind of a tech nerd thing. The single is a different length because it was mixed down to half-inch tape, which stretches as it goes.
Oh, wow. That's
so
weird.
So the CD back in the day, having been taken from an analog source, is at a variable pitch to some microscopic degree.
And
so
then
they'll never be the same.
It's one of the only songs that I know of that the edit, it was always edited for the He Brought a Gun to School.
That's right.
Yeah. That part never, ever went played on radio.
No,
right?
No, that was like early in the process. We delivered the record in April of 2000, which was the 1 year anniversary of the Columbine shooting.
Yeah, so that I don't know,
that's like Marilyn Manson and Wheatus being looked at.
Yeah. That's pretty wild. So can we get into that a little bit? That it's based on the song is based on the fact that you were a big metalhead. You loved AC/DC and Iron Maiden, all that shit.
Metallica.
And there was that crazy demonic murder.
Yes.
In your hometown, two blocks from your house.
Yes, correct.
And that was the inspiration for writing it.
Where was that?
In Northport?
Northport, Long Island, 1984.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was 10. I was like riding my bike downtown with $5 for pizza, you know. And these kids were, it was, not to get too into it, it was a really violent place. It was like, I had been in more fistfights by the time I was 8 than I could count, you know. It was always the older kids. It was always like just a beat down. But the really dangerous kids were like into hard drugs. If you read the police report on that, I don't know if you have, but
no.
It's total.
I know there's a doc about it, right? About
there's
the,
a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend Jesse
about
Pollock.
This particular murder.
About this is one of the big, if you remember, I mean, you're younger than I, but there was that time where there was people believe that metal led to demonic ritual killings and stuff. This was one of the ones that started that whole movie.
Yeah, it's like the West Memphis 3 and stuff.
Satanic Panic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a book called The Acid King, which
right.
is the closest to an accurate telling of the whole entire thing. It was by my friend Jesse Pollock. And anyway, the amount of drugs they were doing, it was like 15 bags of angel dust and 10 hits of mask. And like, they were...
I call that a Ralph Tuesday.
Yeah. Have you ever dragged a friend in the woods and sacrificed him to the devil? Or...
Not yet.
Not on a Tuesday.
No, not yet. My schedule's right. so packed, but if I could find the time... If I could carve out the time, I'd sacrifice Ralph.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
To the Wiccan high priestess, without a doubt, dude. So well, I mean, I have this deer skull at my house all these times.
You've only skull fucked it like three times. It's basically untouched.
Can we draw a line anywhere?
Skull
fuck, dude.
Yeah.
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 I'm one more away from footsie me
on the I'm one more away from walking out.
One more way?
I'm one more away. One more of this shit you pull.
One more way.
One more away.
It doesn't make any more sense to me. One more away. I get like one more thing, and then you'll leave. I get it now.
He's on his last straw.
There we go.
You can't drink for the show.
Okay, so back to it. It happened. This thing happened 2 blocks from his house, Jay.
Mm.
2 blocks.
Why do you think? I'm not challenging that it wasn't.
I feel like you don't believe
his
story.
Like bullshit. I take the hard line. Bullshit on it. Bullshit. This guy grew up in Rockville Center. Everything was fine.
I wound up knowing kids from Rockville Center because I commuted to a high school that was Chaminade High School is a boys' school that I commuted to because I wasn't allowed to go to Northport High School because the kids got murdered.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I had to put my daughter in private school because she was going to go to Freeport High School, which same thing. Sick ass cheerleading squad, but probably pretty dangerous.
Yeah, that's how you should base how safe the school is, good the cheerleading squad is.
That cheerleading squad had titties and ass like 35-year-olds. But I'll tell you this.
That happened.
Let me ask this question, by the way.
Yeah.
We have some questions. I'm sorry. These are music questions. So the kid that did the Satanic Rituals wore an AC/DC shirt.
He got arrested with one on.
Yeah, arrested with one on. And but in the song, it's Iron Maiden.
Right.
Same syllables.
Better vowel movement.
Better vowel movement? That's what you made that conscious decision? Mm-hmm. You were thinking AC/DC at one point?
Also, AC/DC at the time was a little too holy to me. I was Angus Young for Halloween when I was 10.
Okay.
And then I was Angus again when I was 11. I was that guy.
No. Couldn't afford a new costume?
No.
I was that guy. One costume every three years.
And by the way,
yeah,
Jay,
there he is. There he is.
Oh, man, look at there he is. Yeah. Wow. Not a bad looking kid.
No, he was handsome and tall and troubled. Yeah. And it's a shame.
Speaking my language.
Yeah.
Well, and he did a satanic ritual too.
Yeah.
Was it a cut the wiener off one?
The guy in the back looks really ominous. Look, go back to look at the guy in the back in the collared shirt. That guy's
like fucking Lemmy.
That's a 17-year-old kid, by the way.
Wait, who? The one in the front?
Yeah, the one in the front.
From the back is
no.
I thought you the one in the back like a drunken stepfather. That guy's had a rough 17.
That's not 17.
He goes, I worked in the coal mines till today.
till five minutes ago.
I wasn't even there.
And that's a cop in the back.
They got coal mines on Long Island. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, coal mines along.
Also,
yeah.
By the way, you
tar pitch, never been out there.
You two have one strong connection that you're unaware of.
Uh-oh.
Sha-na-na.
Was he also in Weedus?
Sha-na-na, a big deal in your families.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, my mom definitely wanted a shot of Chico, without a doubt.
Yeah.
My first concert I ever went to.
Yeah.
See Sha-na-na.
I met Denny at Radio City Music Hall when my grandmother brought me there.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she knew a Rockette, so we got in.
Do you know how confident that shitty kind of doo-wop music is for Sha-na-na? Lenny, is that the big sax player?
Yeah. Yeah,
Lenny. There's a video of them on YouTube. This guy's playing in a tank top, a wife beater, way on that saxophone. No care in the world that maybe there's some ass waiting for him after this show.
Yeah,
that's definitely. He's playing with the confidence of play a gig and get home before dinner. These guys not thinking about a party, or else he would. It's stained.
Have you watched Bowser's videos?
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he plays piano on
current
on,
videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god! Well, I thought
Bowser was dead for.
I thought Bowser was
for no reason at all.
Nah,
I feel
he's
that
killed,
you know,
he's
I
still
just found
it.
Out that was dead. That upset me. Squiggy has died this year of Lenny and Squiggy. I didn't know he died. He died this year. That really upset me.
If it would have been Bowser and him, I'd have been.
Can you see Shannon? If you can find Bowser doing piano.
Bow.
He had decent biceps.
You know what's funny? He didn't. He was very skinny, but the whole thing was just he did that. He just kept flexing.
I haven't seen it in years, but as a kid, I remember thinking, look how manly he is.
He was pecker thin. I'm telling you, he was really thin and not muscular at all.
Funny. In my head, he's so muscular. I haven't seen him in 100
years. Isn't that wild? He was always just skinny and weird looking.
Is this the right person?
That's him.
Yeah, that's him.
But Lenny, always fat.
I didn't even know he could play any instruments.
They're musicians, man. They're in a band.
He's nodding on the H.
What is happening here?
He's being brilliant, is what he's doing.
That is not a good profile.
Killing it.
All right, I don't think I need to see. That's a really steady cam.
That's my hero right there.
I'm going to have an epileptic seizure. I think we could stop it.
He looks like a fucking nickel. That is an odd profile.
A nickel?
That profile is rough.
I don't know why.
why that's funny, but that's funny.
That's because I agree with it. I definitely agree.
You know what I mean, but you don't know what I mean.
It's my hero you're talking about.
That's
right
how
there,
I feel.
Bro.
I totally
love Bowser.
All right, before we go any further, one of the sponsors that has been with us longer than any other sponsor. Why? Because it fucking works, Jay.
What?
It works.
I'm sorry, there's no blood in my ears. It's all in my wiener.
From the chewables?
Chewables.
it'll rush to your...
I can't hear right now, Ralph. I'm sorry. No,
I've never actually, by the way,
got yes, in... I love you too. Are you saying I love you? I can't hear. My cock is so hard, though.
I've never actually gotten an accurate measurement of my cock because all the blood rushes to my ween and I pass out from blood
ween.
Loss.
Ween. That was a good band. Are you saying ween?
Yeah, ween.
Push the little daisies, ween?
It is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but chewable at a fraction of the cost.
Fraction of the cost. I read your lips.
That's great. The great thing about
oh,
it is...
Oh, God, I'm going down. I'm going down. No so blood to the brain.
At least you can eat...
I'm going down. Oh, this thing is huge.
Oh, wow, Jay, I see. You're oh, lifting God. Up your end of the table.
Oh, God, Ralph, catch me.
That's impressive.
Catch me in my cock.
If you go to bluechew.com, use the code SDR. No sign-up fees, nothing. It is free the first time. You just pay the $5 shipping.
Do I have to go to a doctor and tell him about my weird wiener?
No. You don't have to do any of that. You don't have to talk about your bizarre wiener because it happens online.
Does it show up in the packaging? Lets everybody know that I have wiener problems?
It is discreet packaging, nothing mentioning about wiener problems.
Oh, okay. Are they going to address it to Limp Dick as a joke?
Yeah, well, that part they do. That
part. Limp Dick Sanchez, they call me?
Every one of the packages coming to Limp Dick and your last name. Limp Dick Sutton, Limp Dick Okerson, whatever it is. Just go to bluechew.com, use the code SDR. It is free. You pay $5 shipping. They have been with us forever. Why do we love them so much, Jay? You're back?
Huh? Did you just smelling salt me? Oh, where did my boner go?
All right. Just support the people that support us. All right, let's get back into it. All right, so to go back to the record, you re-recorded it 20 years later, but you added some new tracks. Were those tracks that you found that were old tracks?
Yeah, they were like songs from the years that sounded like they belonged on the first album, but that's why we didn't release
them. That were just that were sitting around and never recorded. Yeah. And you did the recording with the original band.
No.
No.
Nope.
I don't know why I thought you did. Okay.
No. We got together for a show at the Mercury Lounge just to like hit the 20th anniversary kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were planning a whole run for 2020 where the old Wheatus was going to be supported by the new Wheatus kind mm-hmm. of thing. And it was we were working on it. It was getting really fun. And then COVID
happened. Let this fake pandemic stop.
Yep.
Sorry, you came at a weird political night.
Yeah.
This pandemic is bullshit.
That's why Jay doesn't talk to Hoobastank.
The government is just trying to sterilize.
That's why Jay doesn't talk to Hoobastank. For that reason right there.
No, please. Everybody get vaccinated. Stop being fucks.
Yeah.
By the
Stop
way,
fucking
can,
everything
can we,
up
can
for
we both
fucks.
Can we both drag your co-host and my business partner to a fucking vaccination
it's
site,
insane.
Please?
His argument for it. This idiot says, why do I got to say, I don't know what they're putting in my body. I don't know what they're putting in my body.
Yeah, he'll eat a Twinkie,
know,
though.
You know, he'll do know drugs from some random guy.
If a stranger hands you Molly, you know where that's coming from all of a sudden. Pop it right in your mouth without looking. It's more
insane.
It is.
Insane. To go back to the One Direction thing,
mm-hmm.
they did it live at Madison Square Garden or something, right?
They
and now,
did.
Is it right? And again, I've been wrong twice already, so I might be wrong a third time. Are you working with them on a new record or something? Is that
I've worked with Josh, the drummer, and Sandy, the bass player, on several records.
That's fucking... And that came from the fact that they did your song live.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah. Those guys can fucking play. Have you watched them on YouTube or anything?
One Direction?
The fucking band
I've
in
never
One
seen
Direction
the band,
is so
the
good.
One Direction band.
Holy
but
shit.
But I said not the
Not like
singers.
Zane.
No, okay. they all hit the notes. It's real. But
no, I'm saying, but they're not musicians as far as
yeah,
like playing instruments.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they do.
The members of the band.
Sure they do, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
No, that was a they were like handpicked from the finest of like young English musicians.
Well, they were on the
X-Factor.
Show on X
yeah,
Factor and he picked
He
his
put
five
them together after they all
there.
Lost.
Yeah.
And
Simon Cowell.
Simon put them all together.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know. But I'm saying, like, I didn't know they played instruments at all.
No, they do.
I thought they were all just all singers.
No.
That's pretty wild. I didn't know that. And so now you've worked with them on a couple of records.
Yes. Yeah.
Now let me ask you this.
So those guys are like gospel school, like hard hitting gospel musicians.
Wow.
Pretty much.
Triple threat.
So not only One Direction.
Musicians, singers, heartthrobs.
Faithful.
What's the third one?
I call them the white BTS because that's how woke I am.
That's good.
I give the Korean band the love first.
So many bands have covered Teenage Dirtbag.
Mm.
Do you have one that you thought, well, that's a fucking cool version, like one that stuck out over any of the others?
Chris Carrabba early on Dashboard Confessional did it.
Oh, that's cool.
Phoebe Bridgers did it. That's a killer.
Jay Oakerson on the car right here tonight. And let me just say, crushed it.
I wish I brought a list. There's so many.
There's like 25. Yeah. You know, there's a band that I was so into the chick of this band. They did a cover of a Gautier song that went huge called Walk Off the Earth.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then they did your song as well. They did a really good version of it,
too. Yeah, that was fab.
What's the most genre-bending version?
Shit. Probably that band Broken Side did a little bit of it, I think, back in the day.
And what is that?
They're hard? Like scream.
Was there ever a rappy version that used it as a rap hook? I can't believe it
there
wouldn't
was. I'm not going to name the rapper because that would be dishing. But there was a rapper who tried to do a version of it that I disapproved of.
Oh, okay.
And I love rap a lot.
White rap. Only.
But this was not.
He's very, he's very anti.
This was not.
Like rap.
I don't think this did the song.
You heard it here first, everybody.
What?
Can I ask you really?
No, the whitest white person doesn't prefer. Hitler wouldn't have preferred white rap.
By the way, and I'm sorry, because I tried to find this answer online, and I didn't, so I'm asking you.
Okay.
Where does the name come from?
Oh, so it's what my dad used to call us when we were tiny little kids, like infants. So it was a devolution of the word little, right? So he would say little, 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 and then it turned into wheedle, 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 and that turned into wheedus, wheedus, wheedus. And it was like a baby talk word. Okay. And it didn't mean anything, and it was never spelled. It was just a funny thing that we referred to as we got older.
Oh, that's cool. That's a nice story.
Yeah.
So I don't know if your father's still alive, but did he get to see?
He has seen it. He's still around.
Right,
he's
cool.
We had an interesting conversation. He's going through Parkinson's hallucinations a little bit. And I was hallucinating as a kid, like sort of like weird, I don't know, kind of like the comfortably numb stuff, but not with a fever, just normally. And we bonded over this after years of like not having perfect dialogue.
Well, that's pretty wild. So
we started talking about his hallucinations like a week before we left for tour.
Wow.
And it was this moment of like, so he knows about the band and he's proud of us.
That's great. That's very cool. That's also probably when you
But
guys...
a man of few words, otherwise.
Fair enough. Yeah. And then the last thing I was going to ask you, I knew he was going to play live as well, which is pretty fucking cool. You did something unique, which is when this came out, when the song came out 21 years ago, I think it was 2021 years ago. This is pre-YouTube, pre-TikTok or anything like that. And it was released on something called Billboard Net or Billboard Talent Net.
Right.
And that's what made it a hit, right? That helped get it out there.
That's why the record label people started coming to the Mercury Lounge and Luna Lounge to see us play. That was why.
And who was the tech savvy?
Luna Lounge? That was like a comedy venue on Sunday nights, I believe.
I remember that. Remember that.
Place. Yeah.
Who was the tech savvy person?
So I worked at a VPN company in Times Square in the 90s and lived right around the corner here at 14th and Avenue B. Above Barmacy. Remember Barmacy?
Yeah,
is it still there?
It's still there.
Oh, great. Okay. So, these guys at the VPN company were telling me, like, we know you're in a band, but don't make CDs. You know, that's going to be, people can copy that now and forever. You'll never make any money off that. Just do something else. Figure out another, thing. And this discussion in 1997, 98 wasn't really happening.
Right.
But these guys worked with IBM and stuff, and they were like, they knew, Anyway, our bass player at the time knew somebody at BMI, and we were kind of like actively looking for internet avenues, which was weird.
In 99.
We were stumbling around in the dark.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
That's pretty early on.
Very much so. And we got put into this, I don't even remember exactly how it worked, but we got three MP3s uploaded and the voting happened and we won two slots on the top three.
You know what's crazy? I didn't know until I did the research, and maybe you knew this already, Jay, because
You're a teenage dirtbag.
I'm a teenager. I was definitely, but I didn't know that the girl's voice at the end was you. Maybe I'm the only idiot that didn't know that. Did you know that?
That's why you've had sex with so many trans.
Yeah. I get fooled every time.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
He just never knows. He's like, oh my God, I believe that was a trans.
And by the way, the same one four times in a row. I'm like, oh my God, I got fooled again.
Hey, Ralph, it's me, Bruce, that girl from last night.
And what was weird is I read that you said You would talk in that voice to avoid beatdowns?
No, to antagonize beatdowns.
To make beatdowns happen.
Yeah. So, like, there was always a lot of bullshit, like, Long Island tough talk. If a beatdown was going to happen, I was, like, just cut to the chase.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, occasionally be like, you know, oh, really?
You're talking to girl.
You're going to take care of me? Like, and it was like, boom, 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 like right away. And just get it over with. It kind of cut the talk down to a minimum.
Fair enough. And then I like that because as a big fan of metal, on that first record, when you redid it, you got Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden to get on the record. How did that happen?
They were really great to us. You know, Iron Maiden doesn't need to like look down at Wheatus from Long Island and say anything. You know? But they did. They reached out and they were like, you know, our manager, you know, is a good guy. And he wound up helping us through this incredible bullshit that came afterwards. But Bruce wanted to sing on one of our songs and we couldn't book a studio in August of right before September 11th, August 2001. The only one that was open was Abbey Road Studio 2, Room 2, where the Beatles made Sgt. Pepper. And we went in there for a week with Bruce Dickinson, with me producing the track.
That's great.
And he rode his bike down from his house, which was close by. And he fucking killed it.
It's great. Yeah, I listened to it. It's great. It's really cool.
I thought my head was going to pop off.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Did you ever get to, because you obviously talked a lot about your love for AC/DC, did you ever get to hang out?
I went to Christmas dinner with Bruce and his family the following December, and we talked about AC/DC, and we had this conversation about like the transition between Highway to Hell and Back in Black, not just the death of Bon Scott, but the like what they were doing musically, because it's funny, like when Mutt Lange got a hold of them, they kind of almost turned into like an R&B band on the production end.
Mm-hmm.
But they were still this like the loudest fucking thing of cannons and shit that whatever there was. So he shaped them in this way that made that ferocity like accessible to American radio. And that was a conversation we had about this deep conversation about Highway to Hell.
And wait, did you meet AC/DC ever? You hung out with them?
Never? I had a chance to. In 2002, we were on the same label for about 5 minutes. And I went to the show they did at Roseland. And I had a backstage pass. And Cliff came through the door into the backstage area. And when the door swung back closed, I could see Angus and Malcolm leaning against the wall. And I went, fuck this. I'm not doing it.
Oh, really? That's fucking funny.
And I walked out. Not because I don't like them. It was just like, and not because they're probably the best people ever, because you don't go that long without being really great.
Right.
But I just want to keep them where I was when I was 12.
You know? That's an interesting. I got to interview Brian Johnson once, but that no one else in the band ever.
I avoided Marilyn Manson a few times for just that, like an opportunity where it's like you probably could meet him here. Like, nah. What if he just?
He's
blows?
Probably. I've spoken to him because you know the story with Dawn,
here
but I never met him
here
in
we
person.
Go.
But sorry, Jay.
You made the right call, it seems, on that.
It turns out, right?
Yeah.
But now I got these dumb lyrics on my arm.
There's worse tattoos to have.
It's true.
I've seen them.
All right, so you're going to do a song live. I'm assuming.
Yeah, you want me to do it now?
I'd love you to do it now.
All right. So do you want me to do it on the 150-year-old guitar?
We'll do it whatever you want
to
do it
on.
All
right, let's do it. So I'm going to need another microphone.
Yeah, this will be the one for your guitar.
Okay.
For your guitar.
You're going to push it all the way down?
Yes, I will do that when you get set up. Jay, I didn't realize how racist he is.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Why he came out like that out of the box.
He goes, that got uncomfortable for a minute, didn't it?
I'm going to, Janet, I'm going to point this towards him.
All right, that might cut it. Let's see what we get here. boy. Okay. Check, check, check. Oh, come back. Yeah, there we go. This is the problem when you have the guy who engineered the record 20 years ago trying to get the mics right again, you know? Her name is Noelle, and I have a dream about her. She rings my bell. I got gym class in half an hour. Oh, how she rocks in Keds and tube socks. But she doesn't know who I am, and she doesn't give a damn about me. 'Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, baby, with me. Ooh. Her boyfriend's a dick, and he brings a gun to school, and he'd simply kick my ass if he knew the truth. He lives on my block, and he drives an IROC. But he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me. 'Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, baby, with me. Ooh. Oh yeah, dirt band. No, she doesn't know what she's missing. Tapping his foot way out of time. You can keep going. Don't stop.
What a rhythmless
idiot.
Stop,
you're going to fuck me up, man.
He said he was a breakdancer.
You
know, believe
once
that.
Once you go, once you start, you can't stop. Man, I feel like Mo. It's prom night and I am lonely, lo and behold. She's walking over to me. This must be fate. My lip starts to shake. Now is she who I am, and why does she give a damn about me? She said, I got tickets to Iron Maiden, baby. Come with me Friday, don't say maybe. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby, like you. Ooh. Oh yeah, dirtbag. No, she doesn't know what she's missing.
That
killer.
Was fucking great. That was so much fun. Even with my out of time beating.
That was great.
That was so fucking great. That was so fucking great. God damn it. Let me ask you this. So now, you were in a band when you started, very young, that you joined called Mr. Jones or something like that.
Yeah. And I don't know if I was ever technically in that band.
But you was what I heard, and you can tell me it's not true or not.
I worked with them for 9 months.
And you wrote an album with them,
right.
And then they got a fortune and kicked you out the band or something like that.
They didn't kick me out. I quit.
But they got a shit ton of money.
Yeah. It was I have to be honest, I was never privy to it. But I heard stories, and it seemed like something had changed hands, and I wasn't allowed to know. So
but did those songs ever come out? Like
it came out. Mick G, who did the Charlie's Angels movies, he did the video. It was a big deal.
Really? What the name of the band was Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
It's a decent record.
That's pretty wild.
I mean, I didn't. It's none of my lyrics and none of my melodies, but it's my compositions and music. You know.
And they gave you like I think you said $10,000, and that was it, and you walked away.
Yeah. I said I wanted $10,000, and I bought gear with it to make my record.
That's pretty wild. Yeah. That's pretty, what a fucked up douchebag show.
Well, you know, people learn. I'm sure they're okay now.
It's funny. So a couple of the quick questions. One, you obviously grew up loving metal. Did you follow metal still to this day, or are you stuck in the early metal?
I still love great metal. Meshuggah, Slipknot.
Rest in peace, Joey Jordison.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That's pretty wild. He was like 50 something, right?
46.
I thought he was 51. He's 46. God damn.
46 thing I read, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. But he was been sick for a little while, right? That's what I heard.
Yeah.
It wasn't like
I heard he was kicked out of Slipknot for drugs, and then it makes it seem like it was kicked out, or he left because he had medical problems.
No, I heard he left because medical problems. Yeah, for sure.
You know, I suspect that because my band is like this, it's like a family, the whole extended family must be just reeling.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
You heard, speaking of Jay, who's very staunchly believes that COVID's fake, that the Offspring.
Oh, you must have read my denim jacket buttons.
The Offspring kicked out somebody in the band because he wouldn't get vaccinated, so they couldn't go on tour.
Really?
That got announced today.
I think that guy's looking for an excuse. He looks heavy.
And no, he's still in. The singer's.
No, I know.
You know, he's like a genius, right?
Rhodes Scholar. That's yeah, what I
and
was
he
heard.
Also like worked on like actually worked on mRNA stuff too.
At Woodstock '99. It looked like he was the only one that even gave a shot. Like guys, like I don't know, don't finger them when they come over your head or whatever. But whatever. La 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 la. I was like, he gave it a shot at least. Everybody else was like, finger away.
I want to see that. I did not see that.
You gotta watch it.
What's it called again?
They put a lot of too much blame on Fred Durst.
Yeah, but what's it called? I don't even know what it's called.
Woodstock 99.
It just called.
It's like music or peace, love, and rape or something. It's like peace, love, and a massacre.
Oh, my
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
And then one of the last things that we're going to wrap up soon, but I read that you and your woman got into BMX during COVID.
I've been into BMX since I was 7.
Okay.
I thought that was a code for like BDSM stuff. I'm like, Ralph.
No, it's just funny that at this age they've become, you know, middle-aged dirtbags.
No, she started riding BMX. She was
I see
always
you
skeptical.
Shaking your head, Shannon. I'll punch you in the mouth. I'm sorry.
Gabrielle is her name.
Her name was Noel.
Oh, how come that doesn't get a head shake? Fuck you, Shannon. Fuck
that
you.
Was fucking.
Did it make her laugh?
Great.
Yeah, I fucking hate her so much.
I mean, the show's not going to get any better.
You got to sacrifice one. I'm sure. Brandon was like, hey, that's the new one to
Did
me.
Did you call him Brandon?
But
yeah, Brendan.
Brendan.
Oh, you had that Hobus
B3.
Yeah, Brendan B. Brown.
Brendan B. Brown. Yeah,
you were thinking of that click from Southern California that has Incubus in it. That's what you were thinking.
Yeah. The 90210 gang? Ian Ziering? No.
Whoa, that's a good call. Ian Ziering, Jesus.
No, but well, if you're back gonna make to BMX, because BMX is fucking important, okay?
Not wrong.
Yeah. So I've always ridden, and she was always like, well, you know, you don't wear a helmet. And I'm like, yeah, that's because I know how to fall off this. You know, like, so she finally started with me. I bought her a Skyway TA.
I'm going to act like I know what that is, but I'm sure that's
two steps down from Mongoose, step
badass,
up from Diamondback.
Badass BMX.
I'm just naming
cruiser.
Things that I remember from those the movie,
by the way,
that movie Rad.
You just killed my entire knowledge of BMX, Mongooses and Diamondback.
From the movie Rad?
No, I just.
Send me an angel.
Anyway, now she's like, are we fucking riding or what?
Oh, really?
Yep.
Totally. Kind of reminds me of my running, Jay.
I hate to tell you, but there's a great scene of American Dad where Stan and Francine ride BMXs together.
I know that.
And they play.
Are you sure it was us? I would love for it to not be us. Can you please leave it in if it wasn't?
Yeah, definitely, guys. 100%.
Yeah, that's the Skyway. That's badass right there.
You guys have pegs in the front and the back?
No, we're pre-peg. This is like.
You don't get pegged by a woman? That's weird.
It's none of your fucking business. Pussy. No, but
that means you do. That means you do. That means you do.
Fuck yeah. So, anyway, that bike is pre-freestyle. That's from like 78 to 84 was the period where there was no freestyle, no pegs, no, you know.
So just a purist.
Right.
Can I ask you, speaking of purists, you said your guitar was 100 years old. What's the story behind that?
It's 130 years old.
But, like, what's the story with that?
So it's a Bay State parlor guitar from, like, the 1890s or so.
Are you a guitar collector?
No, not really. I just really like certain guitars, and I grabbed them. That one was rebuilt by my friends at Murphy's Music out on Long Island, a guy named Rick Brucolari, who was...
And the other one is one you actually recorded the song with? Is that what
you said?
That's
correct. That's the one I did the song on.
And you kept that. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It's wild. He kept
the same good. I'll tell you why.
He Robbie Williams signed
one of his biggest hits.
I'll explain why. Ready? You don't know it's going to be a hit right away. Why would you immediately say, "Oh, I'm going to hold on to this guitar in case my song becomes a hit"?
So you think before recording and the song?
I hear the joke you're digging for,
listen to Brendan, not Brandon.
I'll tell you what. I sold the fucking snare from the album, and I regretted that.
God, Jay, you're just proving you're an idiot.
Who records a song and then goes, "All right, fuck this guitar"?
No, I'm sure this song's going to be a fucking mega hit.
I don't realize every fucking recording session ends in a Kiss crashing.
We haven't talked about drugs yet.
We're going to do that in a second. We're almost there. I just want to yell at Jay a little
bit. Do you want to do Crank with us? All right, welcome to the third segment. We do Trucker's Crank with
us. Bring in the drugs.
Trucker's Crank.
We're going to do it off Toothless Prostitutes, but we will not have sex with them. At least not without condoms.
I do want to say this. Next week, we're doing a power hour of drinking.
Yes.
And we're going to come up with punishments and rewards. Shannon, you're on this as well. Don't think you're not in it. You are in it, Shannon, or you are fired.
Loser has to eat a cup of the other one's pubes.
Ooh.
That's strange. Wow. Did we all pull our pubes out ahead of time?
I was just going to see if Shannon had pubes.
I get it.
Can pubes even be eaten unless they're in sauce or something?
You know? I get what you're saying. That's not a bad question. You're right. Yeah. You know what's funny? Eating's the wrong word. They can be ingested.
Just like put in your mouth somehow.
They could be ingested, but you're not going to be, there's not going to be a flavor you're going to catch. Texture.
We need a punishment for the first one out and a reward for the last one.
Well, I got the reward, the pubes thing. What's the punishment? All right, fine. I was the reward part. You do the punishment. I'm a positive.
So that's next Wednesday. And then the Wednesday after, we are doing a butthole beauty pageant.
Have some class. I mean, please.
I was going to ask him to join.
In college, they called me Mexican hairless.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Well, Brendan, that said, would you like judge buttholes with us in a couple weeks?
You're going to be around 2 weeks from today.
They're girls. I don't know if you like the baby, but they're girls.
Before.
And then lastly.
You don't not want to. How long are you married for? Yeah. Oh, stranger buttholes? It's great. I bring my girlfriend.
Yeah. We're going to have it's color. Hairlessness and overall appeal.
Can we do the butthole thing during the power hour? That'd be more fun.
I don't know if I can pull that off in a few days. We'll try.
I think my whole band should come back and judge that.
We'll see.
I'm not against
it. By the way, Jay, this is your standard MO. I send you emails that you never read.
Right.
I tell you what we're doing.
Yes, I'm very
busy. Then day before, or in this case, week before, you try and make changes.
No, I'm not trying to make changes that it'd be a great idea, but it's fine if you don't want to do it.
It's not that I don't want to do it.
Let the fans down. I'm sorry. I can come up with the ideas in the time that I can come up with the ideas.
Yeah,
maybe they're a little late in the game.
After the fact.
And man, you're right. My idea would be better. But
after the fact,
Oakerson. Let's break it up over two shows and not have buttholes while we're smashed out of our minds. Good idea, Ralph. No. You're good to keep me out of these production meetings.
Keep you out?
You know what I'm saying.
Keep you out. Open your fucking mouth once in a while. Hey, look who's calling me.
I can't check email. Who is it?
Can you see that?
Craig Gass? Yeah, that's not bad. I thought you were going to show me Izzy Stradlin.
No, Craig Gass.
Like that. Doesn't make any sense.
Izzy Stradlin. Anyone heard from him?
No, but Ralph would tell you sometime they had fucking sushi in 1987 or something.
No, not Izzy.
He's almost as disappeared as...
No, but he's intentionally disappeared. He still puts
out
records.
Vito
Bratta walked away.
Yeah.
But Izzy still puts out records.
Right.
They just don't... He left Guns because he didn't want to be popular.
I watched a video of the guy that got kicked out of Guns N' Roses not long ago when he just was on the tour, but not one of the main original members, but he got kicked off for saying it's a nostalgia tour and whatever, a cash grab. Like while he was on the tour, he said
really?
He said that in print and it was well, bye. They were okay.
Wow.
Who was it? Do you know who it was?
I forget his name now. It was a keyboard player or something.
It wasn't Dizzy Reed, was it?
No, I would remember that. We met him.
Richard Fotis? We met him too.
You're a big Guns fan, aren't you?
I'm a big 80s rock fan. I know you were never a fan of the hair bands. I love that stuff as well. But I'm a big fan of rock and roll in general.
Okay.
All things rock.
He's a fan of fake tits.
You know who else is?
Who's not?
We're also a fan of dudes with bangs.
That too.
Art Alexakis from Everclear is a huge rock and roll
fan. We had him on the show.
We went to him.
We went to him. Yeah.
He busted foot.
And we had, what was that, Everclear and Fuel we had on at the same time.
Right.
That was a good old day. Okay.
So, what's his name? Art. I always say his Art, last name wrong.
Never, he just said
sweetheart
it.
Sweetheart of a guy.
It's I can't so remember. Awesome.
It's great because he doesn't look old now because he looked 55 when
he
came out.
He just moved into his
He's
age.
He's always finally. Been 55.
And then did you ever meet, because the other big hit that you had from that record was the cover of A Little Respect. Did you ever meet the guys from Erasure?
No. There was a bit of a miscommunication on that. They thought that we were too young to have known that song and chosen it for our own record. I think that they made a comment somewhere, or one of them made a comment that was like, they're nice, but they're too young to know that song, which that I understand. No sense, I understand, but they didn't, I could understand why they said that. They didn't know that we had WDRE on Long Island, which was playing music like that, which was kind of an anomaly for America.
Were they assuming like a record company just said
yeah, pretty
song?
Much. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I guess can make sense. Thing.
Right.
I think that's weird.
It's probably
well,
that.
I mean, I
you know for sure if the Ataris loved Boys of Summer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I guess that's true.
Right.
You don't
right.
know for
These
sure.
These are the questions. You know?
Yeah.
Who the I mean, I personally did love that and Chains of Love and the rest of the Erasure catalog, but, you know, it was like...
One of my favorite things in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, actually, because I've always found it very underwhelming. I've gone there too many times when I've done comedy out there, and I'm like, this place sort of blows. I thought there'd be more stuff to it. But the handwritten... lyrics room. Uh-huh. And they have some that's and they, one of them they have is like a Little Respect by Erasure.
Oh wow!
Like in pencil on a fucking.
I was there once. I remember there was a chair that supposedly I don't know if they still were doing this. This is years ago where Yoko Ono would call once in a while and people could just talk to her. She would
it was like really?
Yeah, it's a crazy thing that they
that's
showed
crazy.
That they just she donated some sort of chair that let's say John Lennon wrote something on and there was a phone next to it and once in a while she would call if someone answered you talk to Yoko Ono.
The coolest thing besides like the memorabilia is like pretty cool and like just like the room of like video of everybody is pretty neat. But like I went there one time there was a Stevie Nicks stage clothes thing that was a pretty cool exhibit. But the standard thing that's pretty cool is that wall exhibit upstairs, the Pink
I've
Floyd.
Never
the
been
wall is pretty neat.
That's cool.
It's a Pink Floyd display.
But I mean, it's so like again, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like as much room is dedicated to the stuff that you care about is also dedicated to like the gift shop of like.
Right, of course.
Do you want to buy a tattered looking AC/DC shirt that says Hall of Fame? On
it's
the
like
back
the Corvette Museum. Like,
yeah, exactly.
We got to do the first. We're almost out of time, so Shannon, let's do it.
The first time ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
Still love that picture.
That picture.
You creep.
What it was stuck on the screen for like 10 minutes before for some reason.
Was it really?
Yeah. We had to reboot the system.
Nice little bubs.
I like the guy in the, he's like shocked. He's like, what's happening?
I was looking at the girls who saw we're different.
Well, we're different people.
We're different.
I'm much more, you
yo,
know.
If you
I was looking at the guy.
Yo, if you Ralph and you're looking at a bunch of dicks in the pictures, put your cell phone light in her.
All right.
Come on. You didn't see the baby?
I did.
Great. What a lunatic.
That's great. He's really good.
If you ain't sucking dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone light in her.
I saw it. It was really wild. By the way.
Dude, his first apology when he goes.
Who
he
are
goes,
you talking about?
The baby.
The baby.
Oh, I fucking, was, this is another thing I missed.
He's
like,
the dummy.
Like a name drop.
He's a dummy.
Dude, when he made his first apology after saying, he was doing like call and response at the Rolling Loud
Festival. From the stage, yeah.
From the stage, and he was like, if y'all ain't got HIV, none of them venereal disease will kill you in 2 weeks, put your cell phone light in her. And he goes, if you motherfucking dudes out there sucking up on motherfuckers' dicks up in the parking lot, put your cell phone light up in her. And then he came back.
What?
His first, he did two apologies. One was clearly written by the record company, but the first one, he was like, sorry, everybody, He goes, I learned some new stuff. He goes, I love my gay fans. My gay fans don't have HIV or
what?
I didn't see that. The That's
fuck?
Fucking great.
And then he had to have the real one, like, I just needed some education. Now I have it. Why? He goes, why? In 3 days, he was
holy
like, why don't people
shit,
just accept
man.
That you can
Wait,
learn and
I think
grow?
Shannon looks like shit. You have it, Shannon?
I have all of them. Is there a particular one that you want to see or you want to see?
I'd like to see that last one where he.
That is.
What, the apology? Or do you want to see the. You saw the original.
I saw the original. Yeah, for sure.
Throw yourself a liner.
So, like, the apology that's, like, fake apology?
It's great.
Yeah, let's see it, please.
It's great. My fans don't have AIDS. That's what you have to understand first and foremost.
I wasn't going on no rant. That's called a call to action. That's what that's called, because I'm a live performer. I'm the best live performer. I'm the live show killer. You interact with your fans.
Really good camera angle.
Look, All the lights went up, gay or straight. You want to know why? Because even my gay fans don't got fucking AIDS, stupid ass.
What the f***?
They don't got AIDS. My gay fans, they take care of themselves.
He apparently has done a survey amongst his gay fans.
So if you're anybody out there suffering with AIDS or HIV,
do not listen to
this. Get into the baby now. It's the only cure.
This sucks.
That's pretty wild. That's pretty wild.
Fucking whack.
No, but then he had the actual one. But I'll tell you, this is completely like, I was waiting for it in a sense that I didn't know it was actually going to come that blatant. With him and another rapper they found. We talked about this on my other shows, but like 42 Dougs, another rapper came out and said, I don't play that gay shit. Motherfuckers kissing other dudes on TV. He's talking about Lil Nas X. And I'm like, when that came out and it was so supportive, everyone was like so supportive. I'm like, it's hip hop, man.
Yeah, hip hop.
Somebody in this is going to be like, yo, what? Yeah. Ease us into it, man.
No.
No, I'm saying this stuff, but I'm just saying, like, it's good
for that.
That reaction is going to be
blunt.
Why
the fuck? Like, yeah. That's not your world. What the fuck are you talking about it for? You know what I mean?
For sure. I'm just saying, like, my point is, like, Lil Nas X being so popular in hip hop right now is throwing some of these guys. I think they just weren't ready.
They weren't ready for it.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all. I think it's a great thing. Yeah. Good for them. But I'm saying, like, it wasn't like, it was the same way I said about my daughter being the age where she went from Hannah Montana to Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, Hannah Montana gave like a year of not being around before she was not Hannah Montana and punching her own pussy with a fucking thing on MTV Awards. Like, yo, my kid's 10 and you're throwing her a lot at. I mean, 2 months later, she was taking pictures pissing outside, drinking a beer with her snatch out. And I loved it. As a father, loved it. But for my daughter, I was upset about it. To some degree, man.
Give us a little time.
Like, give us a little buffer beer. Yeah. So I'm like, Lil Nas X came out of the game. He did Old Town Road. This new video, he's dragging. You see the thing where it's him and the guys dragging their dicks across the ground? It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's awesome.
It's great. But it just.
It's great.
It is funny.
So much on the tour bus.
As knowing the culture of how they would be freaked out about it, it's fascinating to watch.
This video is all like prison fucking each other, dragging dicks. It's wild. It's a wild video. But I think it's great. I love all the provocative shit of it.
So now to just go back to the SDR, because we got to wrap this up. You start with your first concert you ever went to. On your own volition.
The baby.
Okay. The baby, two weeks ago. A week and a half ago, with my phone in the air.
I didn't know.
AC/DC, Madison Square Garden, December 1987. I was 13.
What album tour is that?
I had just turned 14. Sorry, just turned.
Is that Maximum
That would
Overdrive?
Be Blow Up Your Video.
Blow Up Your Video, which was not a great record.
White Lion opened up.
Oh, I love White Lion, too. Yeah. Love those guys. That's how you know Vito Brada.
I was always told they were the first ever like boy band. Like put together bands, like they weren't like all friends necessarily. White Lion. I heard they were like a pieced together band of record company.
Well, lots of bands were pieced.
So they were
by the record company, actually,
Or by management, or like that happens.
They were in Brooklyn. I used to work at a club called L'Amour, which is a rock club owned by Loud and Proud Management, and Loud and Proud had Tyketto, White Lion, Overkill. They were their management company. The band was together. The singer was found.
Okay.
Because the singer was from another country. So
I can't believe you worked at L'Amour.
Yeah, I was a nightclub promoter for L'Amour, Limelight, and a bunch of other rock.
You're going to write a book? Have you already?
Jay doesn't believe any of my stories.
Fuck him, man. Look, you know.
Fuck me, dude. Do your story. Write your book.
He's got Marilyn Manson lyrics on his
head. Yeah, I know. Look at this guy.
I don't make good choices. Write a book, Ralph. Oh, dude. Write a book about your time at L'Amour. And fucking, what's the other? The church place.
Limelight. Yeah. And Palladium.
Oh, people would buy
you
that.
You know, also, let's not forget the little time it was going to be a couple pages for a time he was a strip club DJ.
Yeah, and then also you're leaving out that I was in a breakdancing movie.
Oh, and also he was in a breakdancing movie.
And wanted by the FBI for computer hacking.
And
really?
Yeah.
What did you hack?
Jay's going to fucking...
This is
good. Jay's going to want to kill somebody.
Going to get it. Interesting.
And DJ'd for the 9/11 terrorists.
Not wrong.
What?
Yeah.
No, private party afterwards, celebration.
All right, so now... The first drug you ever
you know
did.
You go where the money's at, you know, you don't know where you're going to.
They were good tippers.
You show up with the ones and twos, the steel wheels, and do your job.
First drug I ever did?
After pot.
Okay.
Unless you never did anything worse than pot.
No.
Don't call him a pussy, dude.
I'm sorry. Look, he's the baby fan. What did we tell you?
I accidentally smoked angel dust.
Oh, I like that story. Was that in the hometown of Northport?
Nope. My parents said, we're going on a vacation, and you're coming, which was rare.
For a second, I thought he was going to tell me my parents gave me something.
It was the summer between freshman and sophomore year of high school, or college, rather. And I was like, I just want to stay home. Let me stay home and play guitar. Please, 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 please. I just want to audition for bands. Don't make me do this. And so it was like a kid's vacation because my mm-hmm. little brother and little sister were much young enough to enjoy that. Anyway, they were like, we'll bring your friend Chris. So I was like, okay. So we went and we were so out of place. We were like these two like 19-year-olds with like cut-off shorts, and it was like just children playing everywhere or adults gambling. That was all there mm-hmm. was, right? We had no money. So on the last night, we bought two tinfoil balls of weed off of a cabbie. And we rolled two joints, and we figured out that something was wrong when halfway through the first one, we found ourselves kneeling in the sand trying to smoke it out of the sand because we couldn't figure out how to pick it up.
Oh, Jesus.
And it got way worse.
Did you eat Chris?
I might have eaten parts of him that we don't want to talk about. Like, I mean, it got so completely disconnected. Anyone who does angel dust,
terrifying.
Like, because they want to do angel dust and they know what they're getting into, they're running from something like otherworldly. Because it is a total rupture of your self.
It's not LSD.
Fuck.
I'm not exactly sure what it is. I don't know what angel dust is.
It's like horse tranquilizer or something.
Can I ask you, Jay, that brings up a question. Did you ever get a drug and find out why you're doing it? Other than the time we were doing Molly on the air and it was crystal meth.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever get a drug and you thought you were smoking pot and it was something else in your life? Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah. One time sitting with some of my closest friends, I thought I was drinking a beer and put acid inside of it.
That's not funny.
First time in my life ever taken
that. That's horrible. That was horrible.
It was not funny. I mean, I kept it funny because I'm a professional. I'm great. But I did hold together for the rest of the show. But then I went home and was just sad.
I remember you were really pissed. Yeah, I remember that.
Pissed. I was so bummed they did that to me. I'm like, guys, I'm not the drugs guy. Come on.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it was, they all apologized. I mean,
how long did the angel dust last?
Like, it felt like 8 or 10 hours. Oh. And then the next day was like, we're getting on a plane, and I was like startled by things that weren't things.
That's why the biggest problem is we're supposed to do a drug again at some point.
Don't do it.
And I just want dust. All drugs last too long. I want something that doesn't last fucking 10 hours.
Mushrooms in Amsterdam are okay.
I'm not doing crack, Jay.
Well, it's short.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing crack.
DMT?
DMT.
But DMT doesn't do anything to you. You tried it.
What? It didn't do anything to me.
That means you have no soul.
I've heard that. But
have you not been listening to the show for the past hour? Jay has no soul.
I had hopes, but
now it was. Now I think I'm on Lexapro, so I know I'm on Lexapro, but I think that's why. I think that's why it didn't work.
I don't know. Some guy says it's Lexapro. I'm guessing.
Wait, I don't mean to. Yeah, I mean that's interesting.
I think it's what blocked it.
Right. Because you know it's the death chemical.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And I read a blog. I thought about it, and I read a blog by a guy who was like, third time I started worrying about whether or not this is going to work when I actually die.
Yeah. I mean, am I going to feel? Yeah, is it going to get that that great feeling? My girlfriend sitting out there did it same night, same batch, so it worked.
Right. It just didn't
work. She did not enjoy it.
I don't think I would enjoy that at all. That's not the.
Well, it's only like 15 minutes.
Rude Jude said GHB, and GHB doesn't last forever.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that long enough for me to fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, it's been my 6 year.
Or so you want.
My 6 year long play to fuck Jay in the ass is getting into GHB.
Finally,
you guys have been fucking.
Let's try GHB, and then you do it to me only, and you go, yeah, I'm not gonna try.
All right, now, lastly, the first time you had sex. There's GHB. It's 20 minutes. I'll do 20 minutes. Okay. No, wait. Last up to 4 hours.
Depending on the dose.
All right. Well, that's not so bad. 4 hours is not that bad. It's the 8 hours.
I only fuck you once.
Well, we'll see. Depends how good it is. First time you had sex.
I was 13.
That's young.
Yeah, very.
Was it a girl you were dating? Was it a one-time thing?
That's Long Island shit right there.
It was Long Island, yeah. Well, if it's okay, I'm not going to go into details on that.
That's fine. No, that's fine.
Because it was like extremely misguided, sort of like thinking that was what everybody did kind of stuff. And in the town, it kind of might have been something everybody did. Everyone talked about that they did it. So we're not sure. That's that unverifiable shit, though.
Yeah, did you just bang a prostitute?
No.
Oh.
Did you, in Long Island, did you ever go to there was a rock club, what was it called? Spit, and one called Sparks.
No, I remember Sundance.
I remember Sundance too.
And Hammerheads.
And Hammerheads. Yeah, those are further out though. Those are like Suffolk.
Hammerheads was in Freeport.
Cool little
something like that.
Cool little venue out. Not the Crazy Donkeys out in Long Island.
Yeah,
Mulcahy's.
Mulcahy's. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but Crazy Donkey is not.
We filmed
Crazy Donkeys.
We filmed a Z-Rock episode of Mulcahy's with Brett Michaels.
Oh, that's his favorite band, Poison.
Favorite band. He hates hair metal.
No, I don't hate it. CC DeVille's a good guitar player. I just wasn't into that shit.
He said he hates hair metal. He said he's flat out racist and he's against COVID.
What the fuck?
And
I'm against COVID.
This lunatic believes none of his fans have AIDS.
Yeah, and Jay thinks he's on Lexapro. This whole show's falling apart.
And to the best of my knowledge, I'm on Lexapro or whatever's in there. I don't know those pharmacists.
Who the fuck knows?
Was I too weird for you guys? You want to do this over
all right,
again?
We got to do plugs. Okay, so it is at Weedus Official on Instagram.
Weedus Official
and
Instagram.
Then patreon.com/Weedus for your Patreon, mm-hmm. right? And anything else? The tour is picking up
Is picking up again in September. We're doing another leg with the same lineup, different cities, and just like to say, you know, Art for having us out there like this. No one's ever given us a chance in the States like this, and it's totally working, and I can't believe it, and we couldn't be happier. So it's like, you know.
It is crazy, because you're
doing New York anytime, like, early in the tour? I
don't think there's a New York
date. There's no New York date. I saw the closest Everclear one was out in Jersey. But, like, even that first record was huge and, like, Australia and Austria and number one in so many countries.
Right.
But here it was like, it was a hit. It
took time.
But here. It was not like it was over everywhere else. You had so much bigger followings than here. So it's great that that's happening.
Finally. Yeah, we lived overseas for the first 2 years.
That's crazy. Out, so. All right, well, Jay, your plugs?
BigJayComedy.com this weekend. If you're listening live, tomorrow through Saturday, Raleigh, North Carolina, Good Nights Comedy Club. I will be there in 2 weeks. I believe I have Tampa, then Denver the weekend after that. Just I'm on the road every weekend pretty much until December as of right now. So check out BigJComedy.com. Of course, The Bonfire on Comedy Central.
Not anymore.
The Bonfire on Faction Talk, SiriusXM 103.
And you better watch that shit.
Better watch that shit. Obviously, Comedy Central, because my Comedy Central special.
Yeah, that's what you meant.
That's not good. It's on Peacock, I think. Yeah. Something's on Peacock. Half-hour specials, they said, are on the Peacock network now. My old half-hour.
Okay.
But I listen to The Bonfire on Faction Talk, SiriusXM 103, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m., Legion of Skanks, right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Shanoonies?
You can listen to my podcast, The Thing Is, Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghost, where we listen to podcasts, and follow me on Instagram and TikTok at ShannonLee6982.
Shannon's on the talk.
Oh, barely. Snap.
Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast, affectionately called by Jay, Juice Man and the Monster, but actually called Good Sugar Podcast, comes out every Monday with me and the founder of Juice Press. We talk about health and wellness. And
it used to be called something like that, though.
Yeah, it was, but that's a long time
ago. Slapping the dildo.
We go over the fact that I've lost almost 60 pounds. Look how svelte I am. Oh, look at that.
How many times you use the word journey? Can we go... How many times you said journey on that podcast?
No, I don't say journey.
We're following Ralph on his health journey. Yeah. I fucking stop this show. Let's end this.
I think I like you better.
Why not? He's a fucking piece of shit. It thinks he's on Lexapro. All right, let's do
you
this.
You two racists have fun yourselves. I have no problem with homosexuals.
After Slappy and the dildo. That didn't kill.
We always end the show with a song of the week. So you want to pick another, maybe one of the new tracks that made it to the new Weedish track, and we'll have Shannon add it to the playlist. TheSCR.com.
One of our own tracks.
Yes,
you mean?
Yeah. TheSCR.com/playlist.
I'll call it out. A song called "Temporary Song" that we recorded with the two guys from One Direction.
Oh, that's so
Josh
cool.
Devine and Sandy Beals. It's on our Spotify right now.
All right, we add that to the playlist. We'll see you on Saturday with Anthrax, and next week we'll be in studio with some sort of fucking anarchy. Who knows what?
Maybe they'll have their butt cheeks open while
maybe.
We drink.
Maybe. I feel like it's going to be a two-weeker. All right, we'll see you next time on The SDR Show.
Listening to the SDR Show.
Hey everyone, before we go, if you enjoy this podcast, you may enjoy some of the other podcasts available at thegasdigitalnetwork.com. Thegasdigitalnetwork.com?
You added the it's like not
a,
there.
I really sound like a dildo.
You added the.
I'm saying it's me.
Yeah.
I'm taking the blame.
It's because I think you're on Lexapro.
This week we're highlighting Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show with host Zach Amico. You think it's Lexapro talking? I don't know.
I don't know. You may not be on it.
You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com.
You mean TheGasDigitalNetwork.com?
TheGasDigitalNetwork.com. That's right. Like the Ohio State University. Or you can catch the latest 15 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. Fuck GasDigitalNetwork.com. Here's a clip.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spooky.
Yeah, so they've established somebody knows how to get out. Oh, fuck.
If he doesn't beat the fucking shit out of him.
Oh, my God.
He's a trap.
No.
Go right
now. Oh, my God.
He's endangering the planet.
No.
Let
him
go, you Nazi.
What the fuck? Yo, shut the fuck up, Karen. He just almost killed me.
Oh. That's what we doing now?
Damn. You know that's Chris Brown's dad. Oh.
Snap.
Oh. Like father, like son.
Damn.
Oh, man. He's doing.
God help you, Quentin.
He get yo.
Did you smack your kids around too?
Oh, my
yo!
Oh, my
son, she with the shits.